You're married to my best friend. I treasure her dearly. She's a wonderful woman. She just can't give you everything you need. You know it. I know it. We've shared looks, knowing looks with each other. We know I could give you what you need. And I know you could give me what I crave. But we're never going to do that. I won't be the one to betray my best friend. But I won't sit idly by and watch you be denied either. So, it's adorable to see your shocked face when you open your eyes, see the figure of me in your room in the darkness, standing beside your bedside. She's sleeping deeply. I put a finger over your lips to silence you. You look curious and worried at the same time. Your eyes roam over me standing at your bedside. I'm wearing a thin, sheer short nightie, tiny little straps, material cups and clings to my breasts, and then loosely falls just barely beyond my waist. Doesn't even cover up my panties very well. And you see me beckon someone over with my finger silently. And a woman comes into the room. Young, naked, tight little body. Not as full or curvy as mine. But she'll do the trick. She very gently, stealthily, climbs up on the bed between your legs. She slides the sheet down, and of course you're not wearing anything underneath. I finally get to look at your cock, standing hard and proud in the dark shadows of your room. I give the woman a nod of my head, encouraging her to continue to crawl up between your legs. She leans her face down close into your cock. Finally, you take your eyes from mine and look down between your legs to watch her take a long, slow lick from the base of you to the tip. Swipe her tongue right over the head, through your pre-cum moistened slit, then back down the other side of your cock. And slowly, her body slinks its way up over the length of yours. Her tiny little breasts barely grazing against your chest as she does. She's agile and quiet and doesn't make the bed move or creak at all. She straddles your hips with her knees, hovering her bare pussy less than an inch above your cock. She pauses and looks at me. It's a clear sign of who's in charge of your pleasure tonight. I am. I nod at her slowly and mouth the word now. Your eyes are locked on mine again, questioning, aroused, and eager. In the next instant, she slides her tight, young, wet pussy down over the glossy head of your cock. Your eyes grow wide, and I know you're tempted to moan in pleasure. I silence you again with a finger to my lips. You look down at the woman riding your cock. You see the figure of her body on top of yours. The way she's straddling you. The way she uses the young muscles of her taut thighs and core to slide up and down on your dick without jostling the bed and waking your wife. Just slow fucking your cock with her pussy. You grip the sheets in your fist. It's hard not to want to move or buck up into her. But you control the urge. You let her use your cock the way it so needs to be used. The way I want to use it. The way you want me to ride it. You look at me again. Your hungry, lust-filled eyes locked on mine, and they roam down my body, over my breasts, my hips, my thighs, then back up to the V between them, and I just can't watch any longer, even though I promised myself I wouldn't. I just can't help it. I slide a hand under the hem of my nightie, slip it into my panties, and start rubbing my pussy, tearing my gaze from your handsome face to your cock, watching how hard you are, watching your pole glistening with her juices, and she slides all the way up. I'm watching it disappear into her pussy again. And she slides back down. And I time the thrusts of my fingers in my pussy with her body fucking down onto your cock. Imagining the feel of you inside me. You hear the soft sounds of me fucking my pussy. You feel her pussy tightening around your shaft. And your eyes find mine again. You want to watch me while you come. Not her. Because she's just the body. The tool we need to use for our pleasure. But it's me you need to come for. And me you want to see coming for you. As she begins to silently come on your cock, your eyes lock on my fingers, furiously working inside my panties. Hearing the soft, slick sounds of my juices being worked into my hole. As you lose control, your hand reaches out and grabs the flesh of my bare thigh. squeezing it tight. Our eyes lock on each other as we both reach our peak together. My legs trembling, your body instinctively trying to buck up into the mystery woman's pussy. But she stealthily slides off and wraps her lips around your tip just in time, holding your hips down tight against the bed, so not to jostle the mattress while you come hard in her mouth beside your wife, your eyes never leaving mine, watching me as I cover my own mouth with my free hand, stifling my moans as I come all over the fingers of my hand working my pussy. We never take our eyes off each other. Not until our breaths finally return to normal and I can safely remove my hand from my mouth. I motion to the girl to slide off your cock and off the bed, and beckon her beside me, next to your bedside. She's still got that load of your cum in her mouth, and I want to taste you any way I can. We share a kiss, my tongue slipping between her lips. Soft, satisfied moan escaping from me once I finally get to taste your thick seed along my tongue, savoring you. I lick her lips, getting it all. She leaves as stealthily as she came. Your cock is hard again, watching me steal your cum from her mouth. But there's nothing more I can do to help you with it tonight. Well, maybe one thing. I lean down, running my pussy juice-soaked finger over your lips, leaving you with the lingering taste and smell of me right there against your lips. It's the least I could do. I blow you a kiss and head for the door, hearing the soft sounds of my best friend still sound asleep beside you, and the even softer sounds of a hand slowly stroking a hard cock under the sheet. Oh, it takes all my willpower to make it to the guest room, close the door, lay back on the bed, spread my legs. Here's where I'll be coming again tonight, alone, thinking of you, as I always do. My best friend's husband, the one man in the world that's truly off limits, and the only one